RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Mike Tomlin has played against Derrick Henry probably between a half dozen and 10 times. Today, he dubbed him the Big Runner.
I love that.
Didn't say Henry one time.
I love it.
Every time he referred to him, he said the Big Runner.
I don't know why. I am very tired of many of the cliches that get spewed at the Tomlin presser. He's admitted that he talks a certain way to get his guy's attention. He talks a certain way to manipulate the media even. Calling him the Big Runner is just, I don't know. It's quaint almost. What would he call Myles Garrett? The Big Rusher? The Big Pass Rusher?
When will he get Mr. Henry status?
I think he kind of has it.
I think this is his way of calling him Mr. Henry.
So wait, we got Mr. Jack. We know he had Mr. Jackson status. Did Burrow get there? I don't think he did.
I believe Mr. Taylor was one.
Did Garrett? I thought he grudgingly gave Garrett Mr. status.
Even I don't think he did.
No, because of the Rudolph thing he was still raw over. I thought Mr. Burrow maybe.
He did.
So those are the two. I think the Big Runner might be the biggest Mike Tomlin superlative that he can offer. Oh, you know, the Big Runner. We've got to stop him.
All right, I have a question for you off of this.
I'm ready.
Quick aside, and then we'll get back to calls. When Ed Bouchette was our Steelers insider.
Yes.
And was the Steelers representative, the Pittsburgh representative, when it came to Hall of Fame voting.
Yes.
His argument for Jerome Bettis was always that he was the best big back of all time.
Okay. Like a unique force.
Has Derrick Henry took that away from him?
Yeah, I think he's taken that mantle. Now, one of the funny things is Jerome Bettis, I was just watching an old clip from like Monday Night Football in the Dierdorf era where Bettis, who was listed at 5'11", 252, he's shimmying and dancing in the backfield and making somebody miss. And Dierdorf goes, that man is 250 pounds.
So is Henry.
Here's the thing. Derrick Henry probably is about 255 like he's listed. Bettis would be like the supersize, like the XXL back, right? Because he was playing at 275 at least. There's no way he was playing at 252. I don't care if it looks different on a guy who's 5'11 versus 6'2, 6'3.
Touchdowns are Henry by a landslide. He's got 122 and Bettis at 91. Yards is still Bettis.
Yards per carry is Henry by a full yard. He's at 4'9. Bettis finished his career at 3'9.
Yeah. I think outside of Pittsburgh, if you ask people this question, they would say Henry and they wouldn't even hesitate.
Well, how does Henry... Here's a question.
Henry got off to a slow start in his career because they were giving Deion Lewis the ball.
Bettis
I love Deion, but still, that's pretty crazy.
Bettis' peak, because he had the weird bad year for the St. Louis Rams before the trade.
Yep.
Bettis' peak is realistically 96-01, six seasons. Those six seasons, he averaged 15 games played, 1,300 yards, seven touchdowns, and he was a 4.1 yards per carry guy. If I'm going to play this little same game with Derrick Henry's prime, you can figure he's getting to 1,000 yards in 21 if he doesn't get hurt, right? Eight games in, he's at 937.
Oh,
he's going to have a monster year.
Yep.
His prime functionally will start at 2019 when he first led the league in rushing and was the unquestioned starter. His prime since then, he's averaged 1,500 yards over a 15-game season average, 14 touchdowns and 5 yards
insane.
A carry. I'm sorry, it's Derrick Henry, man. And if you want to create a supersized back category for Bettis because it was so unique, fine. But one of these two dudes has track star speed and is easily the scariest running back in the league to actually have to tackle. In my opinion, Derrick Henry is like the closest thing us modern day people will ever see to what Bo Jackson would have been had he not gotten hurt so much. Big guy who was also, like, huge guy.
That being
who
said,
was faster than everyone.
I don't care what the touchdown total is, which is not a great way to start an argument because it's already maybe defeating part of my argument.
Okay.
If I needed a back to get 1 yard, I would take Bettis over Henry.
This will surprise you. I would too, because I think Henry's pretty bad in short yardage. In fact, I don't have like the...
I think Henry's got to get that head of steam going.
Well, we don't have that... You know how you see all of those True Media stats that people put out there? Like that company? They only sell it to like for like humongous amounts of money, so I don't think we have it here. But they've looked him up as like a short yardage success rate guy. He's not good at it. He's objectively bad at it. Especially like given how big he is. Kareem Hunt for most of this year was the best short yardage back in the game.
That's wild.
Kareem Hunt was like an all-time monster at like third or fourth and 2-1. Yeah. You're right, though. I would take Bettis in that situation.
Here's Robinson in Cincinnati, of all places. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how y'all guys doing?
Hey, man.
What's up, man?
I'm doing well, man. I love the show, man.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys. A couple of callers ago, man, I mean, what they say on the take about Mike Tomlin, I mean, I understand. But my take is Mike Tomlin should have been fired 5 years ago, man. In my opinion, everybody keeps saying he's a great coach on all these shows. How is this man a great coach? I don't understand it. He's a great motivator to me. He motivates his teammates. He motivates everybody on the squad. I understand that. But this guy to me should have been let go. He's a great motivator. He's not a great coach. But I understand what they're saying. So my thing is, we need a new coach. We need a new start.
Well, that's the bigger thing for me. I mean, the great motivator, he didn't really do a good job of motivating his team in Cleveland. They got down 10-0.
I think he's a better defensive tactician than a lot of people at this point give him credit for. I do think he knows what he's talking about. He's never going to sit there in a press conference and tell Christopher Carter, no matter how many times he asks, what his like strategic plans are.
Sure.
But to the point, and I'll let you get to whatever you want to get to, I think the time where it would have been completely defensible to walk away from him would have been everybody rips the Band-Aid off at once.
Agreed.
He goes out, Ben goes out,
yep.
Everybody goes out after. And like the catalyst would have been perfect. Perpetual little brother comes into your building in the playoffs and puts 28 on you in the first quarter. Everyone should have walked away after that and started over, but they didn't.
Colbert, Tomlin.
Everybody. Ben. Ben should have done it too. You don't always get like a happy hero's ending
in
sports.
To go back to Bettis, you don't get that all the time.
Right.
Not a good year, though, to make the argument that Tomlin's a great defensive coach.
No.
If it's his defense, which I think it is, it's $170 million defense, and they're 15th in scoring defense. They're supposed to be top five at worst.
Okay, the main,
15th.
I guess I got to clarify something. The main reason I push back and say I think he's a better tactician on that side of the ball and knows defense is when somebody says he's just good at motivating people, I do think that is like flattening and almost embarrassing to him, like demeaning to him. Because then it suggests that he really has no actual skills as a coach. And they'd be better getting like some fan from the 500 level to just come down and yell at the players and be like, you guys are awesome, you're the best, and let somebody else do everything. I don't think that is true. I think that's way too...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.